Distracted driving is a big problem everywhere. All three Northwest states banned texting behind the wheel. Oregon lawmakers just doubled the fine for that. Traffic schools address the problem, but studies show they are not very effective in changing the behavior of drivers. A program in Portland takes a different approach. It uses trauma nurses and car accident victims to teach lessons for the road. Julia Flucht has our story.
People come to Trauma Nurses Talk Tough with their own expectations.
I don't know, driver safety tips or like why it's important, you know, to have a license and drive.
I think it's going to be a waste of time because I'm a good driver. I just got a ticket, and so the cop said if I took the class, he'd drop the ticket.
It just seems like it's going to be 8 hours of like safety and how to drive more careful.
That's Paula LaRue, who drove without a license. Pat Gratian, a speeder, and Janice, who failed to fully stop behind flashing bus lights. She didn't want to give me her last name. The traffic school they're attending is next door to the trauma ward at Legacy Emmanuel Hospital. This high-risk driving class is led by a 32-year nursing veteran, Jim Schwartz. He starts out funny. He tells us that people are dying to see him. Then he turns to a gruesome slideshow.
Here's a 19-year-old kid ready to go out, conquer the world, make it his own. And he's now reduced to someone we in the medical profession call a person in a persistent vegetative state.
We see slide after slide of mangled cars and bleeding patients. But it's the string of speakers with personal stories, people with brain trauma and spinal cord injuries, who illustrate the point of this class most vividly. Christy Finney comes in carrying an urn. It holds her son's ashes.
Dustin was killed on August 12, 2011 at about 1 a.m. He was 28 years old.
Finney tells me her son was hit by an 18-year-old drunk driver that swung into a bike lane in southeast Portland.
Dustin went up onto the windshield and then he was thrown 175 feet from the impact. I was so angry. It didn't have to happen, and I couldn't believe how often it was happening. I just didn't know it was happening like that.
That's why Finney finds comfort in speaking to classes of high-risk drivers. And she thinks it works. One time, a young man chased her out of the auditorium in tears, saying,
Christy, you know, I'm never going to do it again. I swear to God, I'm never going to do it again. And I'm going to tell all my friends, and I'm not going to let them do it again either.
Trauma Nurses Talk Tough is the brainchild of a flight nurse named Joanne Fairchild. It came to her in 1986 when she helicoptered into a horrendous car accident involving 5 high school students. 3 of them died.
I really didn't understand the violence of a crash until then. And I remember thinking, if kids knew that this is what happened, if they knew that this is what their friends and families were going to go through, they wouldn't drive like this kid had been.
Fairchild's program began as a high school safety belt class. Over time, it branched into court-ordered classes on high-risk driving, share the road, and DUI. Offenders do it to lower their fines or keep their insurance rates from skyrocketing. Trauma Nurses Talk Tough has spread to other trauma centers in Oregon, Washington, and a few other states. But replicating it hasn't been easy. Fairchild says many hospitals are cash-strapped and training nurses for public speaking is difficult. But her greatest frustration has been quantifying how much the program reduces risky driving.
So if I could go back and redo anything, it would be to get research sooner.
She says researching behavioral changes is tricky because traffic school is voluntary, and so the sample is not random. Even so, one unpublished federal study of one of her seatbelt classes showed a significant decrease in violations over the course of a year. The message for today's class?
Getting caught isn't the problem. The problem is what happens when you're not.
Seems to have gotten through to Paula LaRue, Pat Gratian, and Janice.
I thought it was wonderful. It was very informational, and it was just gave me a really big awareness on like what can possibly happen and just all of the really gruesome things that you don't really think about when you're actually driving a car.
I thought it was pretty good. I don't think it needs to be 8 hours long.
The guest speakers, I mean, it was pretty emotional, them coming in and talking about what happened to them or their loved ones.
The question is, how long will those lessons last? I'm Julia Flucht reporting.